Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
I put a crown on their head, my own head will not be vacant. When they begin to march in that white raiment, Lord, I must not be a cast out. Let's talk to God for ourselves today. The Lord, whatever it will cost, I must make it. Whatever it will cost me, I must make it. Whatever it will take, whatever I must lose, whatever I must give up, Lord, I will never be a dropout in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. When the road is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
Jesus.
When the road is called up yonder, 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 I will be there. When the road,
this is our declaration.
Whatever
it will take, whatever it will cost, whatever we must drop, whatever we must lose, we are ready to give them up. But Lord, that glorious place, when the role is called there, we must be there. In the name of Jesus, everything, oh God, is in your hand. And we are saying to you, you did not call us to abandon us middle of the road. When you took them out of Egypt, your plan is to take them to Canaan. When you took us out of the world, It was not to put us back into the world. It was to take us to heaven. That journey must not get disturbed halfway in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, as we study again tonight, preparing for our takeoff, we ask you, Lord, to please teach us. Point to us important issues we must take note. Open our understanding to those things that we have always neglected. Please, Lord, open our spirit. Do something definite for us tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please sit down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to read two passages again today. Our theme has been preparing for the rapture. Yesterday, we dealt with the concept, the conceptual understanding of rapture. We try to find what is the nature of it. We look at the promise of this blessed hope of the believer. We considered how it will be. We saw several things that Jesus spoke about. We saw what the apostles also came to talk about. And we concluded that today we will go ahead to look at our preparations. The book of Luke chapter 17. We will just quickly read from verse 20. I will read it to the end. As I read it, I trust that the Holy Spirit will keep speaking to your heart. But we are not going to settle in that place, because we are going somewhere. But we need to begin from there so that we can remind ourselves much of what the Holy Ghost led us to discuss in the night yesterday. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation." Neither shall they say, "Lo here," or "Lo there." For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, "The days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it."
O si wi fun awon omo eyin re pe ojo nbo nigba te yin o fe lati ri okan ninu awon ojo omo eniyan eyin ki o si ri.
And they shall say to you, "See here," or "See there." Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under the heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all.
One day, one mu, one beyawo, one in fire, títí ó fi di ọjọ́ tínú àwọ̀ inú ọkọ̀ lọ kíkún omi sì dé ó sì run gbogbo wọn.
Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ó sì ti rí ní ọjọ́ Lọ́tì, wọ́n ń jẹ, wọ́n ń mu, wọ́n rà, wọ́n tà, wọ́n gbìn, wọ́n kọ́lé.
But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní ọjọ́ náà tí Lot jáde kúrò ní Sodomu, òjò iná àti sulfuru rọ̀ láti ọ̀run wá ó sì run gbogbo wọn.
Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni yóò rí ní ọjọ́ náà tí ọmọ ènìyàn yóò fara hàn.
In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back.
Ní ọjọ́ náà, ẹni tó bá wà lórí ilé tí ẹrù rẹ̀ sì ń bẹ ní ilé, kí ó má ṣe sọ̀kalẹ̀ láti wá kò. Ẹni tó bá sì wà lé oko, kí ó má ṣe padà sẹ́yìn.
Remember Lot's wife.
Ẹ̀rọ ti aya Lọ́tì.
Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá ń wá àti gba ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ là yóò sọnù. Ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá sì sọnù yóò gbà á là.
I tell you, in that night, there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left.
Mo wí fún yín, ní òru ọjọ́ náà, ènìyàn méjì yóò wà lórí àkété kan. A ó mú ọkàn, a ó sì fi èkejì sílẹ̀.
Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left.
Ènìyàn méjì yóò sì máa lọ ọlọ́pọ̀. A ó mú ọkàn, a ó sì fi èkejì sílẹ̀.
Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left.
Ènìyàn méjì yóò wà lé oko. A ó mú ọkàn, a ó sì fi èkejì sílẹ̀.
And they answered and said to him, "Where, Lord?" And he said to them, "Whither, wheresoever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered together."
Wọ́n sì dá lóhùn, wọ́n bí pé níbo Olúwa, ó sì rí fún wọn pé níbi tí òkú bá gbé wà, níbẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ni ìdí ìkójọpọ̀ sí.
Ni ìdí.
Ìdí ìkójọpọ̀ sí.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that's one passage that I said I'm not going to spend time to discuss tonight. Because we have already discussed much part of this passage in the other versions, I mean the other gospels that we read yesterday. But I want to point out some few things that the Holy Spirit is propping up there as regards the coming that we are expecting for Jesus to catch up his disciples and his saints.
Ṣùgbọ́n a fẹ́ sọ àwọn ohun kan pàtó tí ẹ̀mí mímọ́ ń tọ́ka wá sí nípa ìgbàsókè ti àwọn àyànfẹ́.
As soon as I finish doing that, I will now go on to look at the particular preparation we must make not to miss the coming of the Lord.
Lọ́gán tí a bá parí eléyìí, a ó wo ìmúrasílẹ̀ tí a ń láti múra sílẹ̀ láti má pàdánù ìgbàsókè.
You see, the first question that the Pharisees asked Jesus was very important for all of us.
Ìbéèrè àkọ́kọ́ tí àwọn Pharisees bi Jésù, ó jẹ́ ìbéèrè tó ṣe pàtàkì fún gbogbo wa.
When they asked him when the kingdom of God should come.
Wọ́n bí pé ní ìgbà wo ni ìjọba Ọlọ́run yóò dé.
And he said something that you need to keep in your heart.
Ó sì sọ ohun kan tí a nílò láti tọ́jú sí ọkàn àyà wa.
That the kingdom of God cometh not with observation.
Wípé ìjọba Ọlọ́run kìí wá pẹ̀lú àmì.
It doesn't come, you know, the Yoruba word they use there is not very strong enough. They call it ami, and it's not science. Observation. Intalefojuri.
Kì í wá pẹ̀lú àwọn ohun tí a lè máa fi ojú rí.
It doesn't come with what you say, look at it, it's beginning to happen there. It doesn't come with observation.
Kì í wá pẹ̀lú àwọn ohun tí a lè máa fi ojú rí.
Many people are looking for what they can observe.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló ń wá ohun tí àwọn lè fi ojú rí tí wọ́n lè máa wò.
But here Jesus Christ said the kingdom of God does not come with observation.
Ṣùgbọ́n níbí báyìí Jésù sọ fún wa pé ìjọba Ọlọ́run kì í wá pẹ̀lú àwọn ohun tí a lè fi ojú rí.
Which means that something must have happened within you before you can be ready for rapture.
Èyí ó túmọ̀ sí pé nǹkan láti ṣẹlẹ̀ ní inú rẹ gẹ́gẹ́ bí pé ó múra sílẹ̀ fún ìgbàsókè.
He said, neither shall they say, lo is here, lo is there, Behold, the kingdom of God is within you, in the midst of you. What Jesus Christ is saying first and foremost, what will make you ready for rapture must begin within you. It has to begin in your heart. It doesn't start with observation. It does not come with observation. Your own heart first must be the beginning of that experience. And when there's nothing inside of you, when it comes, you cannot rise. What will make people to rise when it comes is that there is something inside of them that is being called up, and that is what will carry them up. Hallelujah. Those people that don't have that, even if they try, there is nothing. There is no momentum that can carry them. They will just fall down. Some years ago in the early 70s, some of us were getting into error about rapture. Because we were so concerned about the coming of the Lord Jesus. And some of our brothers were very, very concerned that Jesus will come anytime. And so they got several brethren on the field to practice how we shall fly when he comes. So several of the brethren were doing like this, and hoping that when he comes, we just fly like that. Right on the field, the children of God were just, you know, practicing how to fly. No, it is not going to come by observation or by practice. We are not going to try to start practicing and say, when it comes, this is what I will do. The first thing to get is the thing that can rise inside of you. The life of the kingdom must be formed inside of you. That which is heavenly must be settled in your heart. That which is holy must have been formed inside of your life. That is why those that have not experienced the life of Jesus, they can never rise. Those that have not experienced the salvation, the new life that Jesus gives, they can never rise. The kingdom must first of all be formed within you before it can become an outward manifestation. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? So when we say you must prepare for rapture, where is the first place of preparation? Where? It's inside of you. Inside of your heart. That is where it begins. It doesn't start by observation. It begins from within. And so when you begin to take care of your heart, when you begin to make sure that your heart is right with God, when you begin to check that there is nothing wrong, nothing evil, nothing of the world settling on your heart, when you know that your heart is pure unto God, you know that your heart is
tender towards the Lord Jesus. You know that nothing has stolen your heart from God. You know that money has not occupied your heart. Nor the desires of this world have entered your heart. Because when you go to the book of Luke 21, Jesus said, beware. Let's read it. Keep your hand on this chapter and then follow me to 21. Verse 34.
He
says, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For at a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth.
Nítorí bẹ́ẹ̀ ni yóò dé bá gbogbo àwọn tí ń gbé orí gbogbo ilẹ̀ ayé.
Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
Ǹjẹ́ kí ẹ máa ṣọ́nà, kí ẹ sì máa gbàdúrà nígbà gbogbo, kí ẹ bá lè la gbogbo nǹkan wọ̀nyí tí ń bọ̀ wá ṣẹ, kí ẹ sì lè dúró níwájú ọmọ ènìyàn.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What did God say you should take it to?
Kí ni Olúwa sọ wípé kí a kí ìsara sí?
In verse 34.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlélọ́gbọ̀n.
Take heed to yourself.
O ni kí a kí ìsara fún ara wa.
Take heed to yourself.
O ni kí a kí ìsara yìí.
Lest fún ara wa. At any time.
Pé ní ìgbàkúùgbà.
Lest at any time.
Ní ìgbàkúùgbà.
Your heart be overcharged.
Kí ọkàn wa kí ó má ṣe kún fún.
With surfeiting.
Fún ọ̀bìà.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, I was surprised that God was talking about your heart being overcharged with surfeiting.
Ó jẹ́ àmì lẹ́nu pé Olúwa ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ọkàn wa wípé kí ọkàn wa kí ó má ṣe kún fún ọ̀bìà.
I thought that surfeiting would have been a matter of the stomach.
Mo rò wípé tí a bá sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ọ̀bìà, ó yẹ ká sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ikùn wa ni.
But God is talking about your heart.
Ṣùgbọ́n Olúwa ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ọkàn wa.
As if a man is going to begin to get ready for rapture.
Bí ẹni pé bí ènìyàn bá ṣetán láti múra sílẹ̀ fún ìgbàsókè.
The first place he has to watch carefully.
Owó ẹbí àkọ́kọ́ tí a ní láti kí ìsara fún gidigidi.
Is where? His heart.
Ní ọkàn wa.
He said, left at any time.
Ó ní pé ní ìgbàkúùgbà.
Is that the right way? Left at any time. Verse 34. Kí ọkàn yín kí ó má ṣe kún fún wọ̀bì. They didn't point at any time. How do we put any time? It's not ìgbàkúùgbà. Good. You see, he was saying, kó má jẹ́ pé ìgbà kankan ń bẹ tí ọkàn yín ó kún fún wọ̀bì. Ìgbà kankan, that's the meaning there. Anytime.
Kí o má ṣe jẹ́ pé ní ìgbà kankan kí ọkàn kí o má ṣe kún fún ọ̀bìà.
That is, let it not happen even once in a while.
Kí o má tilẹ̀ ṣẹlẹ̀ ní ìgbà kankan rárá.
Do you know why they use that?
Ǹjẹ́ a mọ ìdí rẹ̀ tí wọ́n yóò sọ eléyìí?
Because.
Nítorí pé.
The day.
Ní ọjọ́ náà.
And the hour.
Àti wákàtí gan náà.
You don't know.
Ìwọ kò mọ̀.
It may be the only time.
O le jẹ́ pé ìgbà kan náà.
That your heart.
Tí ọkàn rẹ.
Was now full of surfeiting.
Tí ó wá kún fún ọ̀bìà.
That's the time the master will come.
O le jẹ́ pé àsìkò yìí gan ni ọ̀gá yóò dé.
And since your heart is already overcharged with surfeiting.
Nígbà tí ọkàn rẹ ti kún fún ọ̀bìà.
It cannot rise.
Kò le gbà sókè.
Are you understanding what I'm talking about?
Ǹjẹ́ òye yé wa báyìí lórí ohun tí à ń sọ?
Preparing for the rapture.
Kí a múra sílẹ̀ fún ìgbàsókè.
It's not something you say, okay, let's do for 1 week.
Kì í ṣe ohun tí a sọ pé ẹ jẹ́ kí a ṣe fún ọ̀sẹ̀ kan.
And then the pastor will organize a very powerful a revival meeting and say we are preparing for it. And they say, Pastor, what are you doing? We are waiting for Jesus. We are waiting for Jesus. We are preparing for him. We are waiting for Jesus. No. Even if you were to put 1 week together and say we are preparing, it is not that kind of external preparation. It is a preparation of the heart. And this preparation of the heart has to be any and every time. Anytime and every time. You are being careful that not one time will your heart be full of surfeiting and drunkenness. You see, when we use the word drunkenness, some of you say, me, how can they be talking of drunkenness when I'm a Christian, I don't drink? But do you know it is not only wine that somebody can be drunk with? And you can imagine that that scripture was not talking about drunkenness with wine. Because nobody get drunken in his heart.
Wine.
When you want to get drunk with wine, it is in your stomach. Are you understanding that now? But we are talking of some other drunkenness that enters the heart. What are those things? Some are drunken with sorrow. There's a drunkenness with sorrow that makes you get depressed and get confused and lose interest in everything, and you see, there's anything Job said, I don't care again. Anything that can happen to me, make it happen to me. There will be some sisters. Maybe because they have been looking for a child for a long time, and they don't have a baby. They have gone for prayer. They have gone for deliverance. They have gone for one VG or the other. Nothing has happened. And then they get drunken with sorrow. They now say to themselves, what is the benefit of everything I've been doing for God? I went to church. I went to prayer. I went this. I went here. Nothing has happened. Let me live my life as I like. And so they could, out of being drunken with sorrow, they lose sense of their journey. They now begin to be careless. They never move near anybody that they will fornicate with before this time. Even those men that they don't look at before, when they look at them, I say, yes, how are you? If you ask them, sister, why are you doing like that? He said, when I was not doing that and I was having God, what did I get? Let me tell you. Do you know that you did not receive Jesus Christ to get a baby? Are you hearing me? You don't want to hear this. You don't want to hear this. You want to hear me? That we did not receive Jesus Christ because we are going to have a baby. We didn't receive Jesus Christ because we are going to have a job. Some of people tell you that once you come to Jesus, all your problem will be solved. You will never suffer hunger again. That's a lie. You can still suffer. I hope you remember Jesus said, in this world you will suffer. You don't like this message.
Because this is not the popular message. But whether you like it or not, I will tell you that is the truth. Paul was a great preacher. Do you know what he said? He said, up till now, I still suffer hunger. We still go hungry. He said, I know how to abound. And I know how to abase. I can live, I'm ready for anything. So that passage we normally quote that says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens
me.
Do you know that we normally misquote it? All the prosperity preachers, they will not tell you from verse 11 of that passage. They only quote verse 13 to you. But you know when Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, what he meant? I can live hungry, I can live without food, and I can live even where there's food through Jesus Christ.
I'm ready for this.
Listen carefully to what I'm saying. You know why I'm saying this? One of the things that will make people to miss rapture is drunkenness. But not drunkenness with wine. Not many of you will go drinking again. But some of you will be drunken with sorrow. You will be so drunken with your desire to have money. You may be so drunken with your desire to get promotion. You may be so drunken with your desire to become a big man in the world. So when you now go anywhere to search for it, you go to any church where they are talking about it, you do anything that will make you get it, because you are already drunk. You are drunk with sorrow. You are drunk with a desire to make money. You are drunk. And you know when somebody is drunk, he has lost his senses. There are people that have lost their senses now. Even there are preachers that have lost their senses now. They lost their senses because they are drunken with a desire to make money. So it doesn't matter what they preach. They may even tell a fantastic lie on the pulpit in order to raise money from your pocket. They may exaggerate what never happened so that you can be emotional to give them money. They are getting drunk with the desire to make it. Getting drunk in order to be popular. You know why I'm telling you this, dear brothers? I'm dealing with preparing for rapture. Let me tell you something. There will be no change in anything physical before you come. There will still be many, many churches singing, dancing, shouting. There will be pastors that are there just doing what they like to do. When it will have come and gone. Wow. They were drunken with their desire. They are drunken with their desire. When a man is drunk, he loses his sense. He loses his sense of judgment. He loses his sense of self-control. He doesn't measure what he talks about. He does anything.
Once
it brings result, it goes
there.
And this is a very big problem to my heart. It bothers me because I see many Christians drifting from the word of God. Because they are drunk with their desires to make it. So they go anywhere. They now say whatever happens, whatever works is what they are looking for. Anything that works out, that's their own choice, whether it's Bible or not. If somebody is not drunken for a desire to make a name, how will you use koni koni means to break a church and call it your ministry? How will you carry away the common property of God's people and put your name on it? And say you are doing ministry. You know such people, they are drunk. They are drunk. So Jesus said, take heed to yourself. Lest at any time your heart be overcharged with profiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. So that day come upon you unaware. Are you following what I'm talking about? And whom was Jesus talking to? He was talking to his disciples. He was saying, take heed, though, be careful. Because this thing can happen to any man at any time. I was still dealing with drunkenness. I said, drunkenness that is not that of wine. I said, you can be drunken with sorrow. Some also can be drunken with joy. Drunken with excitement. Some are drunken with their success. Because God has given them success, they get drunk with it. Some are drunken with the number of people that are coming to their church. Because they now have a desire just to have crowd, So they now say, whatever we can do to gather the people, whether they are born again or they are not born again, let's tell them what they are looking for so that they can keep coming here. Such pastors, what are they? They are drunk.
You are
getting drunk. You are losing your sense. You are missing the purpose for your calling. And that day will take you unaware. If a man of God is not drunk, how will you be sleeping with your church member and you will not feel that you are going down, and you will still come out and preach a powerful message? You are getting drunk. You are getting drunk with your fame or your whatever. I don't know. Some will get drunk with power. They'll be drunk with power. Their position will fill their heart so much. Brother, as I watch even the brethren and the church, as I watch, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of the reckless way in which we are going. How people are getting drunk for power. How people go to every extent to get power, not in the world though, even in the church. Some are even looking for power, not even from the Holy Spirit, just to get people fall down. Some are using strange handkerchief, strange turari, to blow around, and people they will just fall down. What is the purpose of that? Men are getting drunk. The way I see people addressing themselves with new titles. I'm afraid. Some call them say his preeminence. His is his own preeminence. Preeminence.
They want to bear the name of God.
I don't understand. They are getting drunk. Jesus said, in the world, those who have authority, they lord it over themselves. But it shall not be so in your midst. Is that not what Jesus says?
Sir?
If a man is not getting drunk, how will you forget what Jesus said? When people miss rapture, you'll be surprised why. But since all I'm saying is this, the first place to prepare for rapture is where? Your own heart. And when are you to prepare for the rapture? Any and every time. You must make sure that at no single time does your heart get overcharged with surfeity or drunkenness. Some are drunken not only with power. Some are drunken with pride. Drunken with pride. Drunken with a sense of their importance. They keep looking at themselves, talking about themselves. You see their neck closing up to their. Is that how a normal human being
lives?
When I see such people in the world, I don't worry. Because I don't expect them to be different. But when I see men like peacock on the pulpit, I'm afraid. When I see a man or girl coming
out.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid of how a man will be so drunk with pride that he will have forgotten that there's nothing he has that he did not receive. There is no anointing that any of us manufactured by ourselves. Anointing is for service, it's not for status. But when we begin to brag about what we did not pay for, then you are drunk. When you begin to boast about a gift that God only gave you by His mercy, you are a drunkard. You are getting drunk with pride. These are quiet things that will make you miss that day. And something else that normally fills a man's heart. Cares of this life. And dear brothers, when I started walking, my salary was 17 pounds 10 shillings. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. And you know, it was something. It was something that you will just think that you are getting something. But I discover that some of the things that will make men to miss heaven is the cares of this life. You can never have enough of this world. The truth is that the world system never allows you to catch up with him. If you have a car today, by next year, the world system will have made that your car outdated. They will be telling you that this one is old fashioned. When you get to your mechanic, they say a new model has come out, so we don't have parts that old model. If you don't know how to deal with your heart, you will keep running after their fears of this life. Cares of this life. Where you are sleeping will no longer be comfortable for you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When we have this, what is the name of that AC? You know, there's this AC they used to pierce your wall before they put it. It will be making noise. Now,
listen.
The world system no longer uses that. Which one do they use now? The world system. They are moving. Are you getting me? If you do not take care of your heart, cares of this life will not allow you to get ready for heaven. So Jesus says, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. And so that day come upon you unaware. For as a snare it shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the earth. Which means it will come suddenly. It will come when they don't expect. It will come when it does not give a signal. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So my first question to you tonight, preparing for the rapture, where is the first place of preparation? Your heart. Every day. Every time. Everywhere. Your heart. Don't let it
escape from your hand.
Don't
let the enemy sow seeds into your heart. Don't let things sneak into your heart. Don't let little things of this world strangulate your heart. Be very diligent with your heart. So when I talk about preparing for the rapture, I'm not talking about an emotional preparation. I'm not talking about emotional preparation, something you do wadu wadu. Now, I'm talking about a systematic, consistent preparation. Right from now, you look at your heart. What are the things that is trying to fill my heart? What are the things that is trying to steal my heart? What are the things that is preoccupying
me?
Do you know that several of you, when if you want to know what is in your heart, try to listen to your prayer. You will discover that what is paramount in your heart is not how to go to heaven. Have you noticed that? Look at the night vigils that are being organized. What are the subjects they preach about? Can I ask you? What are the subjects? Suggest some psalms. Let me hear you now. Some of the topics that you see on the posters everywhere. Let me hear you. Breakthroughs.
Ilagoro.
Yes. Eh? Abundant blessing. Prosperity.
Isherere.
Dealing with your enemies. Yes. Eh? Fire that consumes your enemy.
Right.
Eh? Dangerous prayer. Eh? Back to sender. Did you see what I'm talking about? There will be night vigils. The day Jesus will come, people will be busy killing their enemies. Some will be claiming all that the contract that man took away from them. But look at Jesus. Say, when you pray, say, our Father,
Baba,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And give us today, our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I wonder why he forgot to say, God.
Oh yeah, God should fight his enemies.
Or did you find that in our Lord's prayer? Eh? You see now, I'm in trouble now. I'm saying something that you don't like. There are some prayers that you will be praying when you will miss rapture. There are some doctrines you will be quoting and you will miss heaven. You know why I'm pointing this to you? The devil will not cancel religion. The devil will not stop church. There will be many more churches. Everybody will be occupied. Occupied with all kinds of things. Pastors will be occupied with their things. Since you've been, thank God for this kind of church.
There are churches you go for 52 Sundays in a year, they are not talking about the coming of Jesus. For once. There are people that have been born again the past five years. They don't know anything about the second coming of Christ. The only thing they know. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. There is no enchantment against Jacob and there is no divination against Israel. The forces of the Gentiles are yours. That's all they know. You know why I'm talking about this tonight? As I go all over the country, I see posters. But they are all the same.
Back on us,
you see the photo of a big man of God. Come for your breakthrough. You will see him life size. I'm not talking of small poster, life size.
When
they put it from top like this, bottom,
life size.
Excuse me. I want you to pray that your heart will not be overcharged with surfeiting and the cares of this life. I'm not saying that there will be no prayer, you'll be going, but you may be in those prayer meetings when Jesus will have come and gone, and you will still be shouting. Where you are saying, Uluwa.
Lord,
thou finance your rapid yet you have were promoted.
Shoot your arrow of fire onto that woman that is disturbing my promotion. And you know that woman.
You are even mentioning her name. Brother. Is that what Jesus taught us? Eh? You are not answering me again.
Ah, thou alone. You don't want to hear this again.
They are not answering me. They don't like this.
Well,
but if I have stood up here
and
said, all those who say you will not be promoted, I decree to you this year that 1999 will swallow all of them in the name of Jesus. You see that? It's all right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm only telling you what I'm talking about. That if you don't take your time, even your prayer life is being charged with surfeiting and cares of life. The prayer of men of old is, let your kingdom come. If you look at John, by the time he was finishing the book of Revelation, he said, come, Lord Jesus. Every letter that Paul wrote, when he wants to finish it, he said, Maranatha. You know the meaning of Maranatha? Come, Lord Jesus. He is coming. That is Maranatha. It was a normal greeting. They greeted themselves every day, Maranatha. After they have finished a fellowship like this, you know what we now say? Surely.
Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. That's what we are saying. Our generation is getting overcharged with
suffering.
But in their own days, when they finish sharing fellowship,
they
say, Maranatha. Maranatha. You know what they are saying? Say, he is coming soon. Be careful.
Sure.
If I don't meet you in the next fellowship, make sure I meet you over there. Maranatha. Maranatha. That's how they greeted him. They reminded themselves that he is coming. Let us get ready for his coming. But our own generation has changed. It's a generation that worldliness has choked us up. Contentment is no more our message. We are beginning to challenge ourselves to a greedy lifestyle. Any brother that is not changing his dress every day, you say, he is under a curse. You better go and check your ancestral spirit. Whereas the Bible says to us, godliness with contentment is a great gain.
He
said, when we have food and raiment, we should therewith to be content. Is that not what the Bible teaches? Dear brother, we are already at the end time, and the devil is doing everything to make sure your heart is diverted from getting prepared for the imminent return of Jesus. And so as we are talking about preparing for the rapture, the very major focus is the preparation of your heart. Let's return to Luke 17 and try to finish what we are talking about. It says, some people will say to you in verse 23, they shall say to you, see here or see there, go not after them nor follow them. Why? You don't need to go anywhere. The reason is because as the lightning that lighted out of the one part under the heaven and shine to the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his
day.
I told you yesterday, I don't need to travel from Boko to Lagos to come and wait. Do you know why? As it will happen, from one corner of the earth to another, at the same time, all of us shall see it. So if somebody say, is there a go? Don't go there. In
1974 and 75,
oh, we had great troubles among ourselves in Nigeria. Because the first doctrine came to us. We were very zealous. And some strange teachers began to import their message from America to our people. That's how they began to tell us that Jesus has arrived in America. Do you know some students from University of Ife left? They left the university. Some of my brothers left. They were trekking to where they thought he has arrived.
all kind of confusion. Because men will not read their Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we pointed yesterday that as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat. They drank. They married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. They didn't know when Noah left. The world may not know when we shall leave. It's as we rise. As we rise and we are moving. They are all going on. Some will try to pull you. But I said at that time, that thing that is rising inside of you, nothing can bring it down. The force of gravity cannot overcome
you.
They may remove your clothes, but you are gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now look. As it was in the days of Lot, they did eat. They drank. They bought. They sold. They planted. And they built. All this will be going on. Nothing will stop. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the last issue we want to now talk about,
he
said, in that day, you see, God kept talking of that day. It is a particular day. Please take note of it. Spend time to pray and say, God, let me never miss on that day. In that day, he which shall be upon the house top, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. Are you hearing me? On that day,
just go from there.
Are you hearing me?
If he meets you in the office, go from there.
Office done or not? The
office will now be your way to heaven.
Yes. To baba oni toilet.
If he meets you in the toilet,
kini ni aso ekulu.
That thing will hold you a bit.
Ongwe oloni.
And we carry you up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To baba oloju ona, ibi to tin rin ajo.
If he meets you when you are traveling,
if you are prepared,
ti o ba si mura sile,
you be ona ni.
The thing will carry you.
The Bible says,
Bible so pe,
awon to wa lori orule,
those that are on the housetop,
ti eru won si wa nu ile,
and their loads are inside the house, they should not think of coming back to carry their load.
Awon to si wa ninu oko,
those that are in the farm, they shouldn't think of coming back home.
Emma gbagbe Lot's wife.
Emma se gbagbe aya Lot.
Yes. Say, remember Lot's wife.
Emma se gbagbe aya Lot.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember Lot's wife.
Emma se gbagbe aya Lot.
Kilo se Lot's wife.
What happened to Lot's wife?
Eh?
She wanted to go back and pick some load. And she became the pillar of salt. She didn't get to the house and she didn't get to heaven. God will not allow you to, yours to be like this.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, this is Jesus talking. And this is not a parable. Are you hearing me? You see, as I look at the word of God, if Jesus wants to talk a parable, he will say the kingdom of God is likened to something. But this is not parable. This is a direct instruction. He says,
in that day,
ni ojo na,
he which shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. He that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. This is a clear instruction. I tell you, in that night, there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Jesus.
Yes.
He said, I tell you. I tell you. I tell you. This is not a parable. This is what will happen. That's why Jesus said, I tell you. And Yoruba says,
Yoruba says,
Ogun awile.
Ki se ki paro. Will not affect a lame man.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹnìkan sọ wípé.
Somebody now say.
Àròtọ́ bá ṣe kíni o.
A lame man that is wise.
At the conclusion of that discussion.
Ní ìparí ìsọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
They ask him a question.
Wọ́n á bílẹ̀ rè bèrè kan.
Verse 37.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlógójì.
And they answered and said to him.
Wọ́n ti dalóhùn wọ́n bí wípé.
Where, Lord?
Níbo ni Olúwa?
I want you to note that question.
Where,
Lord?
Nibo ni Oluwa?
You know the meaning? Where will it happen?
Ibo ni o ti gbe sele?
Where will it take place?
Ibo ni o ti gbe sele?
Where should we be?
Ibo ni kẹwa ke wa?
Where should we gather?
Ibo ni kẹwa to pejọ wa ko si?
Where should we arrange ourselves?
Ibo ni kẹwa ti tu ara wa jọ si?
Where, Lord?
Nibo ni Oluwa?
And he said to them.
O si wi fun won pe.
Wheresoever.
Ni ebi kiri.
Hallelujah. Amen. To the question of where.
See, bere ti won bere pe nibo ni.
What is the answer?
Kini dawun re?
Wheresoever.
Nibi kiri.
Wheresoever the body is.
Nibi kiri ti ara ba be wa.
There with the eagles be gathered together.
Nibe pelu ni idi ko just po si.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what Jesus said there was very interesting to me.
Oh, what did Jesus say? He said, "I want to move forward, get it."
Because.
Let's talk about.
Every time we are killing a cow.
Never worry about having a malu.
What do you normally notice? Those of you that have ever slaughtered a cow, anytime you are trying to slaughter a cow, and you are trying to butcher it.
I want to take a malu. Kini on tiama shakies. Need to go and
have a malu. What do you notice? I want vultures. What do you notice, sir? You will just notice that the vulture. You see, I used to ask. Where were these vultures before? I don't normally go on the road and see them. Or have you been seeing them? But if you want to see vulture now, just take a cow. As you are killing it, as the blood of the cow is falling on the ground, as you start opening it up, I don't know who normally sends information to the vulture. What happens? They will just come. And Jesus said, you don't need to be anywhere.
Yes.
It's not first a location. It's first a matter of a proper standing with God. A proper walking with God. The issue I have spent so much time dealing with tonight is the issue of the heart preparation. I don't know how to explain it much more than I have done. Because I see the Holy Spirit saying, what will tie people to miss this coming of Jesus.
Ohun ti yo mu ki awon eniyan ki o padanu ipada bo Jesu Kristi.
Is the matter of their heart.
Ohun na ni ohun to wa ni okan won.
Some may not even be doing anything that looks sinful.
Awon mi ro de le ma se ohun ko ohun ti o dabi ese.
But their affection has been tied down to the earth.
Ṣùgbọ́n gbogbo ohun tí ó jẹ wọ́n lógún àti sọ́pọ̀ mọ́ kan wọn.
Ṣé ẹ ti rí àwọn tí máa ń ta ludo tàbí draft tàbí ayòrí?
If you have seen those that used to play ludo or games.
Ṣé ẹ ti rí wọn rí?
If you have seen them before.
Tí wọ́n bá jókòó ti ayò.
If they sit down with that game.
Tí wọ́n bá ń ta lọ.
If they are playing the game.
Wà á gbọ́dọ̀ àgbẹ̀ ọ̀yà tánso.
They will be speaking to themselves. Go on.
N ó forí bàbá ẹ̀hàn lónìí.
I will show you your father's head today.
They are calling him pé wọ́n máa ń pè yín mami ní kẹ́ ẹ wá.
If they are calling him that the wife is calling
him. Ní màmá rẹ̀ ń pè ọ, màmá rẹ̀ ń pè ọ̀yà tayo.
Pé your mother is calling you. She will be speaking
to you. Tell your mother there pé màmá rẹ̀ ń bọ̀.
Tell your mother that I'm
calling you. Ọ̀yà ta.
Play again. Go on with the play.
Some people have been playing draft.
Àwọn mìíràn ti ń ta ayò yìí lọ.
And their children have died.
Àwọn ọmọ wọn sì ti kú síbẹ̀.
Before.
Tẹ́lẹ̀.
You know why?
Ǹjẹ́ mọ ìdí rẹ̀?
Those things normally take the heart.
Àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí ì máa gba àkóso ọkàn ni.
Whatever takes your heart.
Ohunkóhun tí ó bá gba àkóso ọkàn rẹ.
Is your enemy of rapture.
Òun náà ni ọ̀ta ìgbàsókè rẹ.
Whatsoever occupies you.
Ohunkóhun tí ó bá kún ọkàn rẹ.
Is the trouble for your take off.
Òun náà ni ìṣòro láti gba ìgbàsókè rẹ.
And so Jesus says.
Jesu wa sọ wípé.
Take heed to yourself.
Kíyèsí ara fún ara yín.
And watch over your heart.
Kíyèsí ara ọkàn yín.
Lest at any time.
Pé kí ó bá lè jẹ́ pé ní ìgbàkúgbà.
Your heart.
Pé ọkàn yín.
Become overcharged.
Wá kún fún.
Overcharged.
Ọkàn yín wá kún fún.
With surfeity.
Fún ọbìà.
With drunkenness.
Fún ìmúpara.
And with the cares of this life.
Àti àníyàn ayé yìí.
I have spent so much time today dealing with that.
A ti lo àsìkò púpọ̀ láti fi bá a sọ̀rọ̀ lélẹ́yìí.
The reason is because.
Ìdí rẹ̀ ni wípé.
The crucial place of preparation.
Pé ibi tí ó jẹ́ ológun jù tí ó ṣe pàtàkì fún ìmúrasílẹ̀.
Is not an external location somewhere.
Kì í ṣe ibi kan tí a lè fi ojú rí ní ìta báyìí.
Because when they say where Lord.
Ó dẹ́gbẹ́ sọ bẹ́ẹ̀ pé ní ibo ni Olúwa.
Jesus did not say at Jerusalem.
Jesus sọ pé ní Jerusalem.
Or at Mount Olivet.
Àbí ní orí òkè Olivi.
Or at Zion.
Àbí ní Sioni.
Or in Judea.
Àbí ní Judea.
What did he say?
Kí ni Jesus sọ?
Wheresoever.
Ní ibi kíbi.
Which means the greatest preparation.
Èjọ́ sọ fún wa pé ìmúra sílẹ̀ tí ó ga jùlọ.
Is your heart.
Òun náà ni ọkàn rẹ.
And so tonight.
Ní aṣọ́lẹ̀ yìí.
There is no prayer you are going to pray.
Kò sí àdúrà kankan tí ó gbà.
Except a prayer that is saying God.
Àfi àdúrà tí ó sọ pé Olúwa.
What is it that is occupying my heart?
Kí ni òun náà tí ó gba ọkàn tí ó kún ọkàn mi?
Paul the apostle said.
Paul the apostle sọ wípé.
Set your affections on things above.
Fífẹ́ ẹjẹ́ ojú yín kan àwọn ohun tí ń bẹ ní ọ̀run.
And not on things below.
Àti kí wá ṣe jẹ́ ohun tí ó wà ní ayé.
Set your affection on things above.
Ẹjẹ́ kí ohun tí ó wà ní ọ̀run kí ó jẹ yín lógún.
And not on things below.
Kì í ṣe ohun tó wà ní ayé yìí.
Everything in this world is temporary.
Ohun gbogbo tí ó wà ní ayé yìí fún ìgbà díẹ̀ ni.
Set your heart.
Jẹ́ kí ọkàn rẹ kí ó dojúkọ ohun tí ọ̀run.
Make your heart single.
Jẹ́ kí ọkàn rẹ kí ó máa wo Olúwa.
Make your heart focus.
Jẹ́ kí ọkàn rẹ kí ó dojúkọ.
On that which is above.
Ohun tí ó wà ní ọ̀run.
As you are getting entangled with the desires of the world.
Bí àníyàn ayé yìí bí ó ti ṣe ń yọ ká.
As you are getting entangled with the things of the world.
Bí àníyàn ayé yìí bí ó ti ṣe ń jẹ ológun.
You are making a dangerous decision concerning your rapture.
Ìgbésẹ̀ tí ó léwu ni ò ń gbé yìí nípa ayé rẹ.
As we stop here tonight.
Bí a ti ṣe dánu dúró ní bíbá ní aṣọ́lẹ̀ yìí.
What it is to prepare for rapture.
Kí ni ohun náà tí ó ti a nílò láti múra sílẹ̀ fún ìgbàsókè.
What? My own heart.
Ọkàn mi gangan ni.
Are you bearing grudge in your heart?
Ǹjẹ́ ìwọ ní odi àbí ò ń bínú ní inú ọkàn rẹ?
Are you harboring an issue in your heart?
Ǹjẹ́ ohun kan wà ní inú rẹ tí ó jẹ ológun lọ́kàn rẹ?
Is your heart free?
Ǹjẹ́ ọkàn rẹ ní òmìnira bí?
Is your heart focused?
Ǹjẹ́ ọkàn rẹ dojúkọ ọ̀run bí?
Is your heart pure?
Ǹjẹ́ ọkàn rẹ jẹ́ mímọ́ bí?
Is your heart right with God?
Ǹjẹ́ ọkàn rẹ wà ní ìbámu pẹ̀lú Olúwa bí?
Are you drunken with some desires?
Àbí àwọn ìlépa kan ni ó kún ọkàn rẹ?
as you are sitting here, your desire is it just to make money? Even if we need an hour and we say, let us pray. The only thing I hear you say, Luwa. My business. They will think you are speaking in tongues. No.
My business.
You are talking of business. You're not doing anything in the spirit.
Oh, show come in the journey.
Dear sister, I am afraid of you. Lest your heart is overcharged. Some of you are overcharged with your marriage. Your marriage. You can lose heaven because of marriage. Take your time. Jesus said, take heed to yourself. Let that day catch you unaware. I want you to stand up as we pray together. And the way we are going to pray, you see, this prayer again is not general. It's personal. Please check your heart. Lord, what is in my heart that will hinder me from hearing the trumpet? What am I occupied with? What are the issues that have filled my heart? What am I always crying and crying for? Is it for the kingdom of heaven? Or for some things in this world? Some of you are crying. Crying just that you can build a house. And that is making you to go anywhere to get money. I'm afraid of you. Let us pray. Begin to talk to God. Because that day can come anytime. And I see you getting drunk. But you are not drunk with wine. You are getting drunk with fear. You are getting drunk with desires. You are getting drunk with cares of life. You are getting drunk with power. You are getting drunk with position. Or are you getting drunk with sorrow? Are you getting drunk with excitement? What is filling your heart? What is overcharging your heart? If there is anything to prepare in order to make heaven at the right time, is this heart, is this our heart? Lift up your voice and pray. Are you overcharged with your desires to make it in this world, and so it is taking every bit of your ability? It is taking every bit of your attention. Let us pray. Examine the prayer you have been praying over the time. What are you praying about? What were your priorities of prayer? Is it not how to make something in this world? This world is passing away. And you are getting charged, you are getting overcharged, you are getting suffering with these things. Can you pray? Can you lift up your heart and pray? Can you lift up your heart to God in prayer? Can you tell God, cleanse my heart? Prepare my heart. Don't let my heart get lost in this place. Don't let my heart be overtaken with cares. Don't let the desires of this life overtake my life. Fill me with your purpose, that I may set my affection on things above. Don't let me run in vain. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. And to pray before we conclude this meeting tonight. The place of preparation for rapture is first and foremost your heart. Where to make sure you are not losing the battle is in your heart. Where to make sure the enemy is not winning is in your heart. Your own heart. Your own heart. Lift up your voice, lift up your heart, lift up your hand and say, Almighty God, help my soul today. He loses his direction. He misses his control. I want you to pray. Don't let your heart be filled with drunkenness. Drunken with position. Drunken with fame. Drunken with worldliness. Drunken with the desire to possess things in this world. Can you pray this night and say, God, help my heart. Prepare my heart for your appearing. Prepare my heart for your appearing. Don't let my heart be filled up with things that will not allow me to rise. Can you pray for a free heart, for a pure heart? Speak to God for yourself. Speak to God for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you are closing your eyes in prayer, look at your heart. When Jesus went into the temple, he found money changers. Money changers. He saw the den of thieves in the temple. What is going on in your heart? Buying and selling.
Tita, rira.
Money changers.
Kama lu owo pada.
Desire for sin.
Abi ilepa lati deshe.
Strange affection.
Awon ohun ti ajeji.
Wandering thoughts.
Awon ohun ti ma ti ajeji ti ko to.
Your heart is just on something in this world, not on heaven. When the trumpet sounds, that heart cannot rise. The heart that is surfeiting with drunkenness cannot go. Dear brother, we're going to take this song.
How calling ye?
We're going to take the song we sang yesterday. Don't allow me to go empty handed. As we are singing the song. You see, you know, if it's your face is already good. But your heart is the matter. How is your heart? Is your heart pure? Are there no secret things going on in your heart? Secret desires that have filled your heart. Whenever you go to church, you only hear when they say you will make money. What is in your heart? Oh, if that heart is so heavily overwhelmed with drunkenness, it cannot rise at rapture. That's what Jesus said. He said, be careful, be careful. Lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting. This night, as we take that song, if you are preparing for rapture at all, it has to be the preparation of your heart. If your heart is not prepared, there's nothing else you are preparing. We can't prepare the church. I said we cannot prepare church building. He is not coming for the church building. It is you. And something must begin in your heart. Once more, as we pray tonight, I will conclude this meeting as we pray together. I will just have about 3 more minutes to pray. If your heart is already charged with cares, with worry, with strange love and strange affection, with sin, you know that though your face is good, your heart is not good. If you are preparing at all tonight, you must ask God to do something with your heart. As we take that song, don't allow me to go empty handed. As you are praying with that song, I'm asking about your heart today. If your heart is not doing well, if your heart is not stable, if your heart is now a den of lions, the lion of sin, the lion of greed, once you see a woman, your heart goes there. Even though you have not had opportunity to meet that woman yet, but your heart is there. If rapture comes, you may never go. Your heart is somewhere else. You need to pray. You need to pray. Deal with my heart. Strange affection, please remove it. Strange desires, uproot it. Set my affection on things above. As we are beginning to pray, please talk to God for yourself. And if tonight you are saying, Lord, change my heart, just change my heart, such people should lift up their two hands and say, God, my heart is in trouble. Help my heart. Don't allow me, Jesus, to go empty and dead. Don't allow me, Jesus, to go. Tonight again, if anything will disqualify you from rapture, it will be your heart. It will be your heart. Some of you, your heart is full of stubbornness. Your heart is full of bitterness. Your heart is already drunken with cares of life. You can't settle down and read the Bible and understand. Yeah. You can't settle down and read the Bible and understand.